T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Time for the morning take with Blaise Olson. All right, Blaise, let me tee one up right off the top.
All right.
Governor Walz is trying to get more people to get vaccinated. You know, we all know that. Do they look very often inside a government agency and say, you know, we really got to get strong on marketing? And I'm not suggesting that a marketing plan would change that, but I'm just saying, when you're trying to sell a message, do they ever employ marketing firms or think that way, that it can't just be about, we're going to get up and say, you got to do this, but there's got to be a way to entice people beyond the, you know, the things that haven't worked so far?
Yeah, they do. In fact, they've used ad agencies and some other marketing firms throughout the pandemic to try to get the word out, to try to target ads on the internet the way a consumer organization would or a retail organization would. You know, I think this next push is really going to be about vaccinating younger Minnesotans. He's going to hold a news conference today. I just think you get to the point where the news conferences kind of sound the same. And
that's what I'm saying.
The voices are still the same. I mean, it's kind of like they've used some of the teams, you know, they use the teams on masking. They've used some of the teams, athletes on getting your shot. But Mike, it is a challenge. I think everybody's kind of tuned out unless they're right in the middle of it. And everybody's in a different place. I mean, this is a marketing campaign, if you think of it that way, that hits everybody, and marketing campaigns have to be targeted. They, you know, and so today I think they're going to try to figure out how to target younger Minnesotans, which of course are also influenced by parents. And so you either have the governor saying one thing or the parents saying another thing.
Yeah. And like you said, it's not, I'm not blaming anybody for it, but it looks the same after a while. And I don't know, I don't have the answer. I don't have a way that they can say, you know, hey, if we run a comedian out there and he does funny skits, everybody get vaccinated. I don't know. But it just, where politics and business intersect sometimes, it's kind of a strange place.
Oh, it's for sure a strange place. And I, you know, these are times that nobody in government ever thought of. And, other things that government has spent money on marketing is to get people to stop smoking, right?
Well, sure.
That worked in many ways, not to mention higher taxes and health education and all those things. So it's really got to be kind of a big combo platter for everybody.
Senator Tina Smith says she'll let her position be known on the Minneapolis Public Safety Charter Amendment in the coming days. What will that position be?
You know, I don't know, and I can't say, but she was on the Sunday Take yesterday, and she, you know, she lives in Minneapolis. She's the former chief of staff to the mayor of Minneapolis, so she's very familiar with the police department. My sense is that, you know, she is somewhat conflicted by this, both politically and probably personally. But what we do know this, and this is one of the things that came out in our interview, everybody, there's a lot of people waiting to see what's going to happen during this election, what's going to happen. And there's businesses holding back capital from the city of Minneapolis. There's, you know, developers holding back building housing. It's not all going to be solved on election day. It's not like the referendum on public safety fails and all of a sudden, you know, crime is gone or there's hundreds of more police hired. I think we all know that we're in this for a little while here. And I think that's where there's this kind of anxiousness on how do we solve these problems as quick as possible. And no vote this year is going to do that.
Blois, appreciate it very much. Sounds like you had a good golf game yesterday.
It was all right. You know, beautiful day out there.
Hit him straight.
Better than watching that game, Mike. I'll just say that.
Oh, that game was fun. Oh, my God. I just boom, 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 boom. Six times they've taken us to the wire.
I know. Yeah. Have to check your drink a lot of water for those days.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.